Soros-linked network behind lawsuit attempting to stop Trump from deporting illegal alien gang members. By John Binder on March 17, 2025. A legal firm with deep ties to George and Alexander Soros's network of left-wing nonprofits and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, is partially behind a lawsuit attempting to block President Donald Trump from deporting illegal alien gang members from the United States under the Alien Enemies Act, Breitbart News has learned. Over the weekend, the Trump administration invoked the Alien Enemies Act to begin deporting illegal alien gang members to El Salvador under a deal with President Nayib Bukele. The agreement allows for the United States to fly foreign gang members to the country to be held in a mega prison for an annual fee. Soon after Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act and had loaded nearly 300 illegal alien gang members associated with Tren de Aragua and MS-13, both designated terrorist organizations, onto deportation flights to El Salvador, the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and Democracy Forward filed a lawsuit to stop the administration. The lawsuit has 5 illegal aliens in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody, accused of being gang members, suing the Trump administration over using the Alien Enemies Act to justify their potential deportation from the United States. A federal judge has since ordered Trump to stop such deportations. However, the gang members bound for El Salvador over the weekend, according to the administration, had already landed in the country at the time the order came down. Democracy Forward, which is helping the ACLU represent the illegal aliens suing the Trump administration, has deep financial ties to the Soros network. The firm lists left-wing organizations like the Center for American Progress, National Immigration Law Center, Color of Change, Unidos U.S., Common Justice, and the Catholic Legal Immigration Network, among many others, as clients and partners. The Soros-chaired Open Society Foundation, now run by billionaire George Soros's son Alexander Soros, has funded several of Democracy Forward's clients and partners. For example, in 2023, the Open Society Foundation awarded Color of Change a $3 million grant after giving the group nearly $1.5 million in funding in 2018 and 2019. Similarly, and perhaps most significantly, the Open Society Foundation remains one of the largest donors to the Center for American Progress, a group that is considered the unofficial policy wing of the Democrat Party. In 2023 alone, the Open Society Foundation gave the Center for American Progress nearly $4 million in grant funding. Likewise, the Open Society Foundation has thrown millions to the National Immigration Law Center as well as hundreds of thousands of dollars in funding to Unidos U.S., Common Justice, and the Catholic Legal Immigration Network. Democracy Forward and the ACLU are now asking a federal court to look into whether the Trump administration violated the judge's order to stop the deportation of illegal alien gang members. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the administration did not refuse to comply with the order, but rather the order was issued after the deportation flights had been carried out. The written order and the administration's actions do not conflict, Leavitt said in a statement. Moreover, as the Supreme Court has repeatedly made clear, federal courts generally have no jurisdiction over the president's conduct of foreign affairs, his authorities under the Alien Enemies Act, and his core Article II powers to remove foreign alien terrorists from U.S. soil and repel a declared invasion, she continued. A single judge in a single city cannot direct the movements of an aircraft carrier full of foreign alien terrorists who were physically expelled from U.S. soil. Watch. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.